This is a really neat story. It's called the Hero Canvas Project. And Marja Perrin, did I pronounce your name correctly there?
Yes, you did.
Well, thanks for joining us. And
Thank you. This
is a project that focuses on kids here in Toronto,
yes,
who are school kids. Now, they're creating murals that are going to hang in the ROM?
Yes, actually, five schools participated,
yeah,
in painting murals that were actually 6 by 10 feet in size. So there's five of them, and it was basically, I wanted to see what a child's perception of a hero is.
Mm.
And it was really amazing what they created. I mean, the age group was from 8 years old to about 13, and it was so varying in terms of their perceptions.
So what'd you get?
Oh, it was great. One, actually, the youngest class had decided to create their own version of a superhero. So each student created something very different. But one thing that really resonated with me was this one girl created a hero called Candy Girl. And her function was to sprinkle candies to robbers to sweeten them up. And it's really amazing. And another school actually decided to use animals to symbolize traits of what a hero is to them. So there was a spider, which signified patience. There was a dog, which signified loyalty, and an owl that signified wisdom. It was really, it's really amazing.
Sounds like they were all on the right track.
They certainly were.
Hey, yeah.
Yep, and it's going to take place on Sunday at 11 o'clock to 5. And the really beautiful thing about it is the Toronto community will have the opportunity to see this beautiful artwork, but also participate in an act of kindness, which is really what the Hero Canvas Project is about. The public will be invited to write personalized greetings on the blank side of the canvases, which is going to go to our soldiers in Kandahar. And there will also be an opening ceremony where there will be three military officers, two of which actually served in Afghanistan, that will be receiving the artwork on their behalf.
Well, that's kind of a neat way to close the story. That's a neat sort of way to have those folks in Kandahar, many of whom don't consider themselves to be heroes, get a sense of what our kids are thinking of in terms of heroes. That's a good, great story.
It's true. And, you know, the interesting thing as well is when I asked the children, why did they want to do this? One thing that one girl actually said, which was really interesting, and this is really from a child's perspective, is they said, because they are part of Canada, too.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's simply said, eh?
Very.
Boy, you don't have to go very deep to get too deep on that one, I tell you.
No,
listen, thanks for joining us. This sounds like a great project, and good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Marja Perrin is she's the energy behind the Hero Canvas Project, and that'll be at the ROM, the Royal Ontario Museum. And let's see, Sunday between 11 and 5. And again, those murals are going to Kandahar for our troops who are over there in Afghanistan.